So I don't know when you give up on a club either. I don't know if you just learn to hit it, or I don't know. It's so crazy.
Here's it. We all have good days and bad days, and if you hit that driver or a new club when you're having a bad day.
But a duck hook? I mean, I'm talking about something that's so totally out of your game.
Yeah, who knows?
But anyway, I think it was an interesting point that if a pro gets eight or five dead drivers.
He says he'll get 10 clubs from the manufacturer, whatever club it is, whether it's a utility club or a driver, generally a driver. And he'll say, you know, five of them will be dead. Or he'll say eight of them might be dead.
And obviously they don't test them before they give it to him.
I remember playing with this individual once, and he was playing, and we were playing around the golf, and he kept looking at me and saying, I think there's something wrong with my 9-iron. He was hitting his 8-iron great. He's hitting his way. Something wrong with his 9-iron. Watch. And he hit it, and it was 10 feet from the hole. And he says, well, see, guys, I was trying to aim it over here.
Right.
And he says, there's something wrong with my 9-iron. I know it. And he wouldn't hit his 9-iron the rest of the day. And he was calling the club manufacturer saying, I need a new 9-iron. I needed to match with these specs and this and that and the other thing. I was wow. I was like, would you even know there's something wrong with your 9-iron?
Yeah, if I was that good and that's all he did.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, allegedly, Nick Faldo and Tiger can look at a club. Look at a club. Now, I don't know if this is all wise tale type stuff and
right.
big myths, but they could tell if it's something like a quarter inch offline or whatever just by looking at it. It's so minute that nobody would ever know, but they knew. So, all right, 848, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. T-Box here. 910, we'll have on PGA Tour player and local resident Ryan Palmer talk about his big win at the Fanai Disney Classic out in Florida. But up next, what are the top 10 public courses in the Metroplex? According to Avid Golfer Magazine, we'll see if you have any issues with that. We'll do the next on The Ticket.
Number 10. Reality Radio in its rawest form. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Battle of the Bands. We put out an APB for six bands to compete in the preliminaries on two Thursdays, December 2nd and 9th. From baby-making retreat music to deviltry, hip-hop to countryfied and all styles in between, whatever you got, bring it. The winners of each prelim compete head-to-head on December 16th for a chance to open for the time wager to Ticket Stock 2005 in front of thousands, consequently millions of P1s. Did we mention that the winning band also scores free gear? Get off your lazy arses, band dudes. Deadline for entry is Friday, November 26th. Details now at theticket.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
A great auto parts store than neon lights and flashy signs. A real parts store has more name brands and more parts to choose from. When you need a part, you don't have time to run all over town. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we save you time and gas money because we've got all the top brand names and we've got more to choose from every day. In fact, we deliver to our stores every night. So when you need a part, you don't have to wait a week until the next truck comes in. If it sounds too good to be true, stop by one of our stores and see for yourself.
It's time to think about your engine's antifreeze. Stop by any O'Reilly store and get O'Reilly 50-50 pre-mixed antifreeze for only $2.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. This pre-mixed antifreeze helps maintain the original fill blend no matter how often you top off.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts at better prices every day.
Professional sporting events on TV and a regular haircut. Fortunately for these red-blooded urban warriors, there's Sport Clips, a haircutting place made just for guys with all the things guys like. Things like TVs everywhere, and they're all tuned to sports. And there's no girl talk, not in this arena. Instead, Sport Clips has manly things like hot towel treatments, free neck trims between haircuts, and great haircuts at a reasonable price for guys. At Sport Clips, it's all about you, the all-American male. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Visit our newest location in Dallas at the Preston and Royal Shopping Center. Coming soon to Northeast Mall, Burleson, and McKinney. We have Guy Smart Stylists to give you a great-looking haircut while you watch sports. Sports Clips is always hiring great managers and stylists. Visit us at www.sportsclips.com.
I'm George Zimmer. At Men's Warehouse, we think bigger guys deserve a bigger selection.
Hi, my name is Walter Connor, and I just bought a suit today at the Men's Warehouse, and I was waited on by a man by the name of Shannon Jones, and I just wanted to relay what a tremendous experience it was for me. I have a very hard time buying suits. I wear a size 50 jacket with a size 40 waist. Mr. Jones gave me a choice of 8 different styles, 8 different colors, different manufacturers, and put together shirt and tie combinations. I want to say that it was the best experience I've ever had buying a suit, and then they even let my 2-year-old daughter play some ping pong at one of the tables they had set up. My experience could not have been better. Thank you.
Big and tall sizes at every Men's Warehouse location. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
15 Dallas area stores. To reach the Men's Warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
I'm Sean Bass of Monday Night Rivalry, next on the Kick Kicker.
If you're looking for a new home, you'll hear a lot from builders offering incentives. Some promise you the moon and the stars. Do they actually promise you a better home? At Horizon Homes, we think the best incentives are the ones you'll appreciate today and tomorrow. Incentives like quality that ensures you can take pride in your Horizon home for years and years to come. Designer touches that are standard, not upgrades. Working with a builder that stands with you and behind the homes it builds. And if that's not incentive enough, Horizon is an affiliate of Highland Homes, one of the most respected home builders in the industry. Other builders may say we can't compete with their incentives, but the truth is they can't compete with ours. Stop by one of our many Metroplex communities today and discover why Horizon is a solid choice for your new home.
Horizon Homes, from the 110s. Solid design, solid reputation. HorizonHomesDFW.com.
The Ticket.
The Philadelphia Eagles sit at 7-1 on the season and are coming off a loss last week to the Steelers. Dallas, on the other hand, is 3-5 and buried in the NFC East. But despite the distance between the two teams in the standings, Philly coach Andy Reid likes the rivalry.
I kind of enjoy that. You know, both teams are going to come to the table and play. And I think that's a neat thing in this day and age of the National Football League.
Be sure to tune into the Tickets to Cowboys countdown to kickoff Monday night beginning at 7. The Texas Longhorns are on the road today in Kansas. Horns are 6th in the nation and are in the thick of the BCS cut, but head coach Mack Brown says his team isn't thinking about the BCS just yet.
All you can do is keep winning, and then if you're in the top 8 in the BCS and you're not in the BCS, then that's not your fault. So you keep doing what you can do.
UT and Kansas kick off this morning at 11. You can see the game on KDFI 27. And yesterday, Sherry Daly, wife of PGA star John Daly, pleaded guilty to a federal money laundering charge involving drugs between 1996 and 2002. She could face up to 5 years in prison. John claims he had no knowledge of the events. This ticket ticker is service of Barbecues Galore and Fireside. Come to Barbecues Galore and Fireside and save up to 15% on selected gas logs, plus other great deals throughout the store on outdoor heating, barbecues, accessories, and more. Barbecues Galore, call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 9:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box, Saturday mornings at 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. The T-Bags.
Good morning, 8:55 on the ticket. Welcome to the tee box. In just a moment, we will get to
I'm watching on TV. They have the bottom five of ESPN for the week. And Julie Inkster hit a terrible shot, hit the road, and it started rolling down the road. And some lady picked up the ball and brought it back to where it was supposed to be. That's pretty funny.
All right, just a little bit. We'll come up with we'll give you our top 10 best overall public courses in the Metroplex, according to our crack staff at Avid Golfer Magazine. By the way, the best public golf course issues out at stands and everywhere, so please pick it up. I think you'll like it.
It's a good one to just hang around, just want to think about a course to play or something.
Right. But right now, we're going to do this off air. This is the stay and play and play contest for the Hollywood Hotel and Casino and Old Oaks Golf Club. And this is to get a two-night, two-round golf package for four individuals. Four individuals. This is out in Alabama.
So this is a really, really, really really cool thing to...
Sweet deal.
Yeah.
Guys get away for the weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm, lovely. Actually, it's Monday through Thursday for the hotel stay. Monday through Friday for the golf rounds. Okay, here we go. We're going to have Ryan Palmer on next segment, local PGA Touring Pro that won. Who's the last player we had here on the tee box as a guest who won his first PGA Tour event this year?
Local resident.
Yep. 214-787-1310, pound 1310 on the AT&T Wireless. Tell Jason who that is, and you will win the great package. Also, you can give them a call at 866-490-3959 to set up your own little group to go out in the Hollywood Hotel, Casino, and Old Oaks Golf Club. All right. Let's do the top 10. Again, we do this every year. We do the best private golf courses in March and the best public in November, Avid Golfer Magazine. And our crack staff number crunches, and we fight and debate, and then we finally come up with the top 10 best overall public golf courses. And this year was actually pretty tough because most of the courses this year were in really good shape because
of
the weather.
Yeah, this is a perfect year to a couple things happen in this industry, and you look around the country and you still hear golf is doing terribly and so on and so forth. So all the golf courses almost 100% across the board. There were a couple had some issues, but across the board, courses looked better this year than they have ever.
Milder summers.
And, yeah, we had a lot of rain.
Milder winters so far.
And milder summers. And the other thing is, for the first time in six years, rates went up.
Yeah.
Now, very small. They went up very
small. That's okay. Ratchet up slowly. Don't sticker shock people.
It looks like the golf course industry has bottomed out. We've seen the bottom.
Yeah. And
at least in our market.
Right, and this year there was only one new golf course built. Some renovations.
How about
but only
that?
One new golf course, which is smart. And
yeah.
The one that was new is Legacy Ridge out in Bonham, which there's nothing really close to that, so that was a good.
Well, here's the other thing I didn't say in our awards presentation. We had a big party at Pappas Brothers Steakhouse the other night. If there are no courses under construction right now.
Yeah.
If you want to win best new golf course next year, just build one.
Yeah, you know what? You buy one. You buy one and renovate it, and that's an award that's good if you've originally planned on building a course.
Right.
But for next year, it's not worth the money to build a new course. It's better to buy one at a fire sale.
Here's the only reason why you'd build a new golf course right now. If you had a really great development. This is what happens now.
Well, it has to be tied into real estate.
It's a really great development. You're going to build a new housing development, and there's some land in the middle of the floodplain, and you can't build on it.
Right.
So you might as well build a golf course. It raises the value of your lots that you're trying to sell, and you're doing something with land that you couldn't do anything with anyway. And what happens is after a few years, you realize you're not making money. You try to pawn it off to somebody else at a lot lower value than you built it for, but it doesn't matter. You made your money on the real estate.
Well, again, by and large, it has to be tied to real estate or else it's not worth it.
Yep.
Okay. So top 10. Number 10, tied between Buffalo Creek and the golf club at Fossil Creek. The two creeks tied for 10th.
Buffalo Creek hasn't made our top 10 in the last couple of years. They were closed last year.
Right.
And it should be noted that course is in pretty good darn condition right now.
Mm-hmm. Golf club at Fossil Creek out in Fort Worth. Always a good place to go, especially for tournaments and the like. Number 9 is Tango Ridge down in South Grand Prairie. It's kind of a hike to get to, but worth it when you get there. Really good rates.
Yeah.
And the course is always in pretty good shape. Number 8 is Tierra Verde Golf Club in, I would consider that, Southwest Arlington.
Yeah, you really like that golf course.
I love that golf course. It's also got a 3-hole practice area that's legitimate 3 holes, 2 par 3s and a par 4. So if you want to go hit some balls at the range, then you want to go out to the practice area, you can do take a long lunch or go after work. And it's always in good shape as well. Number 7, back on the list, is Golf Club of Castle Hills. A lot of people play that.
Okay. If you haven't played Castle Hills in a while, mainly because their rates were cheap and it was a long round of golf and the course